Here's a complicated one. By what criteria should the father of a teenage daughter determine whether to approve of her boyfriend? Where to start with that? No one can list 400 things. The first thing I would ask is, how old is she and what kind of relationship is she contemplating? I mean, is she 14 and she wants to spend the night with a boy in a barn and then go over to his friend's barn? That certainly gives you an idea what to approve or not. But suppose she is 17 and she wants to go to the movie with someone who is, say, 19, you can't put the two together. Or she wants to go to a party where it's chaperoned or a party where it's not chaperoned. I mean, these things, existential conditions, what they are doing and how old they are very relevant. You can't just say, well, if she's independent and has integrity and so on, let her go. Let's assume she's somewhere between 16 and 18, and that's up to you to decide how mature you think she is. I would then ask this first question. What do you know about her? I mean, what relevant things do you know about her? Not hope and not feel, but know. Has she always been truthful to you about meaningful things? Is she a responsible girl as against being unstable, unpredictable, whimsical? What kind of men do you know she likes? And it doesn't have to be from school, from the movies, from rock stars, etc. Now, there's many more things of that kind, but if any one of these is really weak, she's very flighty, or she lies all the time, or the man she likes is that guy that sings Let's Kill the Police, I don't even know the name of them, I'm sorry to say, then your problem is not the boyfriend, but her. And if she's 18, I don't know what you can do about it. If she's weak in those ways and she chooses someone like herself, then you have the two weak ones together. Who knows what will happen and what can you do about it? And if she chooses a strong man and she's weak, is he going to dominate her? And why does he want her? And who knows what's going to happen again? I don't know any good answer if you get negative answers to the questions that I raise. If you can fix her, do it as much preferable to sifting her boyfriend. Because you can have the greatest boyfriend in the world and it doesn't make any difference if she's not. If he's the greatest boyfriend, he probably won't stay with her very long. But you know, he's a teenager. And teenagers have hormones, so it's not evil if he thinks she's nice on the first date. So, you know, all right, the second date, whatever, don't start tweeting on that. But let's now assume that she is okay on those counts. You know, you trust her, she's honest, etc. What would you look for in a boy at that age? Now, I would say, don't look for, quote, rationality, or philosophic theory of ethics, or even politics, because at that point, they will be mostly floating abstractions, and you have no way of knowing what they mean. And how are you going to find them out from her brief meeting when he picks her up? Now, of course, you can invite him to dinner, but I don't think people do that anymore, but in the old days, you used to invite a girl to dinner, but now I think you only do it when you're engaged. But you have to get what you can in the parlor. And in that, I would try to elicit something from him, not in the form of being the Gestapo or the maniacal father, but you know, in some way that might give you something. What movies does he like? You could say something to gauge his interest in her. You might say something like, you're a lucky guy to get my little girl. And then see, he might be embarrassed. He might say, uh-huh. He might say, boy, you sure are right. You get some gauge there. I mean, it's pretty weak, but you want to get some feeling for Another good thing I think is very helpful in judging this type of thing, there's a trinity. One is the confident person who talks straight, natural, as against, on the one side, someone who is asserting himself, showing that he's confident and is lippy, aggressive. That I right away would say that's no good. And the other side is a person who's timid. And you say, what movie do you like? Well, I'm not sure I've seen, et cetera. So if you can get any feeling for that, you just have to say, how does the person strike you? There's no other way that I know it. You can't ask your daughter to give a list of the boy's virtues, especially not if she really likes him, because who knows how objective he is. Now, you probably want to know, well, what should you say about sex? And I would say, I'm sorry, but at that age, what's the use of saying anything? She undoubtedly knows more about it than you do. Certainly by 18, I would imagine in America today, she's done more than you even know about. So I wouldn't even worry about that. I would take the attitude, in that field, que sera, sera. If you can keep things okay until 16 or 17, that's it. I wouldn't try anymore. Now, I stress that this is all my view. This is not necessarily Ayn Rand's or objectivism's.